Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is your host, Stewie. How's everyone doing? I know the weekend is definitely about to be almost over, and I know majority of you guys are definitely probably already in bed and getting ready for the next week. And so sorry for the late show. You guys know me, should know me by now when I do my shows, but the weather has definitely been heat wave-ish, you know, and when I say heat wave-ish, it means like some of our days are in the 90s, and then some of our days go down to the 80s, or depending on the humidity. So I definitely want to take this time to say rest in peace to Bobby Christina, that is Whitney Houston's daughter. She dies at the age of 22, and I'll go ahead and give a moment of silence for her. So now that I've gotten that sad news out the way, today really showed me the true meanings of really feeding my subconscious mind in the most unhealthiest way. Now, there is things that are unhealthy to eat. For a person who is, and I would say healthy in a normal way, there's a lot of things out there that a person can't eat based upon just how their body reacts. Now, when it comes to your mind, your subconscious mind, this world has been really feeding our subconscious mind very, very terrible with some very serious junk food, and it's about time that we go ahead and work on that. And I want you guys to understand that when you are trying to work on an image of positivity, an image of focusing on the community, really having some great values, you know, you have your own personal humility combined with your personal will, you know, it really looks great on leadership level. So when you are working on your self-image, it's so important to feed your body inside and out with the most healthiest things for your body. So subconsciously, it's very important that if you're going to be listening and watching things and hearing things and writing things and talking things, it has to always stay positive and uplifting. Try your best. I know there's so much negativity out there. It's terrible. Now, I took a lot of great time today sitting down watching this show called Mr. Robot. And if you don't know what it is, it's about a teenager trying to hack with a group of other hackers, a very big company, and so it seems. And if you know what it is, then you know what I'm talking about. If you like the show, I'm sorry to say, it really threw me for a loop today, to the point where I was actually stuck, and it really didn't feed my subconscious mind any good at all of what it was displaying to me. For some reason, it was displaying to me confusion, acceptance of things that I'm technically not much of an acceptance for. And I say that because, you know, to each his own of how you want to live your lifestyle and the things you do in your lifestyle, to each his own. I don't have to technically be involved in it. I'm not going to tell you otherwise not to do it or to do it, because you know why? You'll learn eventually. And you have probably enough people in your ear telling you to stop doing certain things. My goal here is to guide you and to get you to the right platform. So truly what I encountered today subconsciously is something that I'm going to have to actually block all the way out to as if it never happened. Now, it's too late in a sense, because technically it already happened, so technically it already fed my subconscious. It's just that for now on, I have to be more careful because I don't want that type of information to continuously keep bleeding into my mind. You know, so I want to take this time also to really, really share with you guys and make you feel like you are worthy of who you are. You are very creative. You're powerful. You are a victory. You are a victor. You conquer everything. You are strong. You are beautiful. You are smart. You are handsome. You are an amazing creature, being. You are everything that you want to be and more. If you're an overweight person, get on the journey like the rest of us and start to lose that weight, or start to really accept what you see in the mirror, because it eventually will be what it is that you really want to see. Positive affirmations are what you should speak to yourself every morning or every chance that you get, and really believe it, really see yourself. They say this all day, every day, to the ones that really are positive and been trying to do so and working hard to do so. And I want everyone to feel beautiful in their own way. I'm on this journey of wanting to lose this weight that I've been battling for the last 10 years, 10. And I've been doing very well on my own and look forward to the transformation that I seek. Yes, I'm not fully skinny myself. However, you have people out there, and I'm going to say men, not people, that really like me for my, like my body figure for what it is. And then mentally, in my mind, I'm just like, no, I don't think I'm at that healthy level yet. So I've really sat down and really started being focused on really toning up my body, really focusing on it, getting it in working shape and order, especially with my thyroid issue that I've been dealing with. And it's a journey. And I don't hear it every day. You're beautiful. You're strong. You're wonderful. You're a smart person. I don't hear that every day. So I want to make sure you guys hear that every day. It's not like I look forward to that. I'm not an attention-seeking person. For the ones that are attention-seeking, it's because you really, really, truly have not been told that you're loved. You haven't been shown. You haven't been praised enough. Or if you are being praised enough, you're seeking more and more and more. So there's a void inside of you. So, but for the ones that are not attention-seeking, and even if this works for you, for the ones that are attention-seeking, you're looking for something, it's love and support. You got it from me, so just remember that. And if you are a religious person, you got your love and support from God. He supports you. He approves you. He's qualified you. He will build you up. He will protect you. He will restore you, and he will put you in places where you would have never thought that you would ever be by yourself. And I want everyone to take these notes, these last few shows. Remember, listen to the last few shows, please. We're taking the show back to the basics of wanting to rebuild everyone, come back to the basics, because every year has to start off back to the basics, and then we'll move into new ways to help you guys be more effective in your roles of your entrepreneurship. And remember, being a leader, you really have to be relatable, approachable, and communicative. It's very important. Please don't feel as though that you should not share information. You should share information, but have a limit to your information that you share. But let the public know, let your employees know where the company stands, where your rules stand for the company, your goals, your morals, and your behavior, all the business ethics. Let it be known to everyone, so that way everyone knows exactly what to plan for their own future, not just for the company's future, but for their own future. Now, we're coming to the last few minutes of the show. As you guys always know, you can follow me on Instagram at Stewie Chewy, S-T-E-W-Y. C-H-E-W-Y. You can email me at the business email address for yourimageloc@gmail.com. And your feedback is very well welcomed. I am working on what I can work on for you guys to get this show more spicy again, like it was last year. You know, really turn up with this show. It's just that everyone is on their own missions right now, on their own journeys, and try to link up with everyone all over again. It's going to come down to timing. So, with my schedule and someone else's schedule, it's been a little bit up in the air, but I'm working on it little by little. But I want to take these shows and take them back to basics as you all, and make sure that everyone's still on the same page mentally, physically, emotionally. We are in a trying time where we think that, if there's a recession going on, no one can afford anything anymore, but that's okay. We shouldn't have to look at everything as a gain of money. We should be looking at everything as a gain of good rapport with your customers, good service. Once they see that you are so in tune and relatable to them and understanding to them and wanting to service them regardless of what's going on with this world and the finances, they will keep coming to you. Just please don't be taken advantage of. But yes, they will keep coming to you because they know that you are giving them the services that they're looking for at a great price, or you're giving the services that they're looking for because you're good ethics. So just keep that in mind. And definitely spread the news of some good positive vibes and some good positive things for the subconscious mind, because it all matters. It all matters. You don't want to be feeling weak, depressed, feeling unenergetic, lethargic all day, every day. It could be your food that you're eating. And if it's not the food you're eating, it's the junk food that you're feeding your subconscious mind. So keep that in mind, because that weighs on you. All of the stuff that the world does weighs on you. So, being said, I hope that this week that is up and coming for a lot of us goes by very well for all of us. We make our business meetings on time. We get to work on time. Support and spread positivity. Bring light where there is no light. And really just try to be the best that we can be. Supposedly, we're supposed to be getting some rain, so I'm hoping so. We need it. It's been very, very hot and dry. And if you're in an area where it's cold, then bundle up, be safe, follow the rules, guys. I also want to say rest in peace to Sandra Bland, for this situation has really, really, really been wearing on me, because I've noticed way too many people are getting killed by the hands of cops nowadays. And it's not just Black people, it's white people too. It's all cultures. But of course, with the major things that's hitting the media is of the Black culture. So, with that all being said, please be respectful of others' space. If a cop gets in your face, try not to argue back with the cop. Try to do what they say. And if in the event that it turns out still the same way, of course you can't speak on it, but we'll see it in the videos, whether or not that, the person was yelling back or not. So it's so heartbreaking and terrible to see all that that's going on the news. So I can only hope that a solution, an end all of this, happens soon. If not, it'll only get worse. So be safe out there, everyone. As you can hear, we're coming down to our last couple of minutes of the show, and as you can hear, I'm really taken back by a lot of things that I've been seeing lately. So I'm really not sure exactly. Sometimes you sit there and you think to yourself, where do I stand? Where do I stand in this world of all this that's going on? You gotta be that positive outlet for some people. You gotta be that positive solution, because you gotta stand up for something that you believe in all the midst of all that's going on now. So, like I said, we're coming to the last couple of minutes of the show, and once again, you guys be safe out there. Love one another. Support one another. Give positive affirmations to yourself every morning or any chance that you get. Really believe it. I love you. Your family love you, and they don't say it. Your friends love you, even though they don't say it. I care about you, even though you don't hear about it from other people that you really truly do want to hear it from. And I thank you all for listening and being there for me. And I'll talk to you guys again midway through the week. You guys stay blessed.